This is KCUR 89.3. Missouri has one of the highest out-of-school suspension rates in the nation. Students who are forced out of class as punishment often fall behind academically. As KCUR's Ellie Moxley reports, that's a problem when discipline regimes are often much stricter in majority black schools.
Meet Michelle Rice.
I am a mother of three. The one we're going to talk about today is my youngest 13-year-old, Markel. He's been suspended out of school, in school suspension, more than I can count.
The problem started when Markel, now a seventh grader at Central Middle, was in fourth grade at a Kansas City charter school. And let's just be really clear about why Markel keeps getting suspended.
Now, we're not like fist fighting. There's no fighting, there's no gambling, but it's mainly their mouth.
Markel's been suspended for talking, for ignoring his teacher, for watching videos on YouTube when he was supposed to be working.
So you think that's a good enough reason to be put out of class, out of school?
No.
So how did it make you feel?
I don't know.
How did it make you feel when I had to find out about it?
I was sad. Because I missed days and I wasn't getting my work turned in.
Markel's fourth grade teacher was white. The principal, however, was black, and Rice thought she might be able to appeal to him.
I said, what is it that you're doing for your black boys in this school to help them get through this stage? Because he's going through puberty, so his brain is all over the place.
Only the principal didn't have any suggestions. Rice moved Markel out of that school. Our partners at St. Louis Public Radio reached out to the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education for suspension data for kids even younger than Markel, kindergarten through third grade. Young black students make up about 17% of that population, yet they receive more than half of the suspensions doled out by schools in 2014-15. In fact, there was one out-of-school suspension issued for every seven black students in the early grades. And in Kansas City public schools, it was one in every four.
So this past summer, we looked at our discipline data, and we looked at Missouri's data as a whole.
That's Daryl Davis, Assistant Superintendent for School Leadership. He says Missouri has the second highest suspension rate in the nation. And KCPS realized it was part of the problem.
The zero tolerance policies haven't worked across the country, and they haven't worked for us here in Kansas City Public Schools.
Davis gets out the student handbook, which contains the code of conduct every KCPS student must adhere to.
So what this does is it provides a guide for our administrators.
Davis says KCPS has done away with automatic suspensions in all but the most severe cases. Drugs, weapons, threats, and fire. Students can still get an out-of-school suspension, but only after teachers and administrators have exhausted all other options. As a result, suspensions are down, way down. Davis says next year's data for the 2015-16 school year should show a 60% drop in suspensions. But he thinks the district can do better. The goal for next year is to cut the number of suspensions in half again. And Davis wants to see KCPS do more to onboard teachers who haven't worked in urban schools before. Back when he was a principal,
I would overhear teachers state, this student is being disrespectful because they won't look at me. I don't think they're listening.
Davis would have to explain that in some cultures, it would actually be more disrespectful to meet the teacher's eye. Don Heider Markel is a political scientist at the University of Kansas who studied how different racial and ethnic groups perceive the fairness of school discipline.
In schools where there's a more diverse or a higher student black population, overall, the discipline regimes of those schools tend to be a little bit more severe.
It's not just the race of the student, but the racial composition of the student body. Majority black schools suspend white students at higher rates than majority white schools. Heider Markel says you're going to see more detentions, more suspensions, more discipline overall. What he says is harder to untangle is if that's because there are actually more problems or if the response is just more severe.
To simply suggest to people that their actions are somehow racist or they're discriminating against students, I think would be an unfair characterization, but that's what most people hear when you say there might be implicit racial bias.
In another study, Heider Markel found that black students were more likely to perceive their punishments to be fair if they went to a school that employed diverse teachers. except there are fewer Black and Hispanic teachers than there were a decade ago. For her part, Michelle Rice says if Kansas City Public Schools' discipline policy has changed, she hasn't seen it. She says what Markel needs is a teacher who understands what life is like in the inner city.
Our home is peaceful, but our surroundings are crazy. So he could be up in the middle of the night because he didn't hear a gunshot.
Rice has started sending Markel to school with gum. She tells him to chew when he gets the urge to talk. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.